In today's gospel, we hear John the Baptist sent his followers to Jesus with the question, "Are you the Christ? Are you the one we are awaiting, or do we look for another?" And Christ doesn't give a straight answer. He doesn't just say yes or no. And probably a lot of people wouldn't believe him if he did. But he said, "Look at the signs. What do you see and hear?" You know, the blind see, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, and the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. So Christ doesn't give them a straight answer, but he says, look at the signs. And that's why so many people flocked to him, why huge crowds came to see him, because they could see the power of God coming forth from him. You know, no human being has the power to heal a blind person or to allow a deaf person to hear. But Christ did that. He did just that. And so it was these miracles that were signs to people that this was more than a human being, that this was God himself. And more than just the signs, if we look back into the first reading, hundreds of years before Christ came, Isaiah was prophesying. He said that God was going to visit his people. And how would they know when God was there? He said these are the signs that would accompany it. The blind would see, the deaf would hear, and the lame would walk. And so what Christ is also saying is these signs that Isaiah predicted, they're now coming true. And so we know that Christ is God, not just because of the miracles he worked, but because it was predicted beforehand. And he could point to the ancient prophecies all announcing his coming. You know, the imagery in the first reading talks about how the desert will be in bloom. You know, deserts are usually a very desolate, lifeless area, but after it rains, you know, for a short period of time, it bursts forth with life. You know, all sorts of flowers and plants and life bursts forth. And that's the imagery that Isaiah gives for when the Savior comes to us. That's going to happen in our souls. And that's what we celebrate today. Today is Gaudete Sunday. It means rejoice. And so we celebrate in joy the incredible graces and the gifts that have brought to us in Christ. And I think very often we tend to take these things for granted. You know, a lot of times we just fall into the habit of practicing the faith. We come to church every Sunday or we say our daily prayers, and sometimes it just becomes a routine. And instead of appreciating these incredible gifts, we just take them for granted. Or sometimes we even complain about them. You know, these gifts that our Lord gives us. You know, St. James says in the second reading, do not complain, brothers and sisters. You know, I was thinking when I taught high school, I should have made a poster that said that and put it up in the classroom. Every time someone was complaining, I would just point to the poster. You know, they'd get the message pretty quickly. But, you know, people will sometimes complain about their faith. Oh, why do we have to go to Mass every week? Or why is Mass so long? Or why is the homily so long? Or someone around me was fidgeting, or they were singing off key, or my kids are crying and making noise during Mass. Sometimes we tend to focus on these little distractions and complain about them, and we miss the incredible graces that our Lord is pouring forth. And we don't experience the joy that our Lord wants us to experience because we lose sight of the cause of our joy. And look at what we have. Members of the church, we've received in baptism sanctifying grace. That means we have divine life, the Holy Spirit actually dwelling within our souls. So that when our physical bodies die, our souls live on because we have divine life within us. You know, how incredible is that to be living in a state of grace, to have our consciences cleansed? Every one of us have done things that we've been ashamed of afterwards. We've committed sins. A lot of times we've done things that are very seriously wrong. But first through baptism and then for confession for sins after baptism, we can have those sins purified from our consciences, nailed to the cross, so that one day we can stand before the Lord face to face without guilt and without shame. You know, how incredible is that to have our consciences cleansed? To be part of the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is the only church in the entire world that was founded by God himself. And he promises that the church will exist not only until the end of time, but into eternity. And he guarantees that the Holy Spirit will be present in the church to guide our teachings so that we won't fall into error. What an incredible gift. And the greatest gift is the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ that we can receive within ourselves. And so we shouldn't complain about our religious obligations. We should rejoice in these things, and we shouldn't take them for granted. We shouldn't treat them as if it's just something that we do. These are incredible graces. And so if you do find yourself complaining or taking things for granted, take some time every day and list the incredible graces that you've received and how much your life has been enriched by these gifts. And you'll find that your perspective will change very quickly and will experience much greater joy. And I think the same thing can happen not only with our religious obligations and our relationship with God, but oftentimes our relationships with others. Because St. James goes on, he says, "Do not complain, brothers and sisters, about one another." You know, how often do we take the people in our lives for granted? Or we complain about the people in our lives? You know, how often do husbands and wives complain about their spouses instead of seeing the incredible gifts and the way that they've enriched their lives? You know, husbands and wives, they married each other for a reason, because they saw goodness, they saw beauty in the other person. It brought them joy, it brought them happiness. And so often we lose sight of that and we focus in on these little nitpicky things that, you know, kind of draw the life out of the relationship. It happens not only in married relationships, but also with our friends and our coworkers and those around us, and certainly siblings, brothers and sisters. You know, we get to choose the person we marry. We don't get to choose our siblings. But keep in mind, God chooses our siblings for us. And he's perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. You know, he puts those people in our lives for a reason. And sometimes, you know, that animosity can continue into later life. But imagine if your brothers and sisters never existed. Imagine how poor you would be and how much they've actually enriched your life. And the incredible gifts and the good moments that you've shared. You know, every human being is created in the image of God. If we can't see that in other people, the problem's not with them, the problem's with us. That we aren't seeing the goodness that's within them. And none of us are perfect. All of us are going to have, annoying habits or things like that. But we need to keep things in perspective. And if we find ourselves complaining or taking the people around us for granted, take some time each day and list all the different ways in which they've enriched your life and how much better your life is because that person's in your life. And it will change your entire perspective. And so, as we celebrate this Gaudete Sunday, we have countless reasons to rejoice. And so often we just take things for granted or we complain about them. But I think that the challenge for us is to look past those things and to focus on the incredible blessings that we have in our relationships with our siblings, our friends, our spouses, and most especially the incredible graces that we have, the riches that we have in Jesus Christ.